A touch of magic. Keep a backpack. If loneliness, school, or work has you stressed out, and in haste you are slowly forgetting where your lines are, here's a bit of magic for you. It will help you separate who you are from what you choose to do. Keep a backpack by your front door. Make sure it is always stuffed full of goodies and ready to go. Even if it is autumn or winter, and there isn't anywhere to go, keep your backpack by the door. It will remind you that you are free and you choose to work hard. We mustn't forget that to really sleep, we must be rested first and then wait for the sunset. To really wake up, we have to let our body decide. We can't be ripped out of sleep by an alarm. Each day must count and add to the previous and make us stronger and wiser and a bit healthier and overall better. If things get rough, it is high time for adventure. You drive home, but you don't turn off the car. Pop in just to grab the backpack. Find a place with decent weather and ride. It will take you 3 days to pull yourself back together, and it will be really hard at first. It will feel like you must go back. But you can't live a life that is making you lose yourself in haste. You need to pull yourself together, and the first 3 days are the hardest. The next 3 days will show you that you are returning to normal. You will sleep longer. It will feel like a deep breath. And finally, you will relax. And here, after a week or two, you will feel much healthier. Do not push yourself too hard. We are all very delicate. You have to take good care of yourself. People that care about you will appreciate your well-being much more than your hard work. So, a backpack by the door, and as a fantastic bonus, you get to go shopping. And shopping is the best form of meditation there is. Start with mosquito repellent sticks that you light on fire. Keep them some distance away from your tent. Figure out what poison ivy looks like and stay away from it. Leaves of three, leave it be. But get some antihistamines and over-the-counter corticosteroid for other bites. Bring an expensive solar battery charger and a backup power bank meant to recharge your specific cell phone a few times. Audiobooks are critical. You must not forget. Make sure you at least have Bill Bryson's A Walk in the Woods and his Short History of Nearly Everything. Don't forget to get a good Rambo knife or two, and preferably cut-proof gloves. Be careful. A sharp knife is often the most dangerous thing on your adventure. You may need a large metal mug for cooking or a cooking kit. Often it is just better to sharpen a stick and have a sausage, though. Adventure is the best time to practice your chopstick skills. You'll never need a fork if any old stick snapped in half will do. Bring a fancy hat and some mighty sunscreen. Don't let the sun get to you. A trusty headlamp with some extra batteries will help you in the dark. Watch out for those owls. You will need a first aid kit. Duct tape is your friend here, but get bandage and disinfectant too. Matches, Zippo and Zippo lighter fluid. Here, the fluid will double as a fire starter if you need one. And get some fire starter products like wax, sticks, and candles. And you will need some paracord for easily dragging firewood to your camp. get an inexpensive tent. There are some that are not too heavy. But you are laying down on the ground, and your back may not like that. Some people just travel with a lightweight hammock, specifically crafted to replace a tent. So get both at first, and then see which one works out. You will need a sleeping bag. I always bought the warmest ones. Get a water bottle, and just in case, get some water purification tablets as well. Toothpaste, toothbrush, and toiletries. And on a closing note, always remember to dangle your food on a few feet of paracord high up in a tree. It will give the cute little raccoons a good workout, and you'll get to keep your food. Raccoons are smart enough to fiddle with your tent zipper until they can get inside. So get a tiny luggage padlock and lock the zipper eyelets together.